Logo, Neshama Entertainment. House lights flicker on in a quiet neighborhood. Inside a house, sheets of plastic form a small space. A ladder is next to one of the sheets. The room is unfinished. The sheets are spattered with liquid. A woman sits with her wrists tied to a chair. A harsh light shines down on her. Clutter and wires lie at the entry. A person steps into the room. The person crosses the cement floor. They're wearing large black boots and holding a knife. The girl wears a striped knit t-shirt. Her forehead is wounded. Her mouth is gagged. The intruder feels her gold necklace, then rips it off. They raise their knife. The intruder grabs the girl's red hair and brings the knife to her throat. Title, If I Go Missing.
And bam! Just like that, Beverly Stevens was the first victim of a serial killer who would go on to murder six other women.
She's on video.
Friends later recall that Beverly suspected her new boyfriend was dangerous. And sources say he had the classic five traits of a serial killer.
Say them with me now. He was charming.
She counts.
Manipulative. Narcissistic. Controlling. And had a complete lack of empathy. I can't help but think that if she had used an If I Go Missing journal, like this one,
where you can store all of your personal information.
Passcodes for social media, personal notes,
suspects,
hair,
blood,
DNA samples,
fingerprints.
Beverly Stevens may not only have saved her own life, but the lives of six other women as well.
The blonde woman is filming a social media reel on her bed.
You suck. Nice. Very clever. I'm at Sloan the Sleuth. And remember, fear is a tool that can save your life.
She stops recording.
Mom! No, you can't just barge in when I'm live.
I didn't. I knocked, and I asked you to come downstairs 10 minutes ago, so stop playing around.
I am not playing around. I am working.
Okay, you live under my roof. You live by my roof.
Autonomy and privacy.
Do not take that tone with me.
Mother and daughter share a long look.
I'll be right down.
Oh, look at that. There's my daughter.
The young woman slips her If I Go Missing journal into her bag. Pictures on her mirror show her with a red-headed woman. They have matching gold necklaces with an infinity symbol charm.
I believe it's been 2 years. Never stop searching. I miss you, Katie.
She squeezes her necklace. Her mother's with two other women in the kitchen.
You want some eggs?
Yes, please. Three.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Hey. Coffee? Oh, yeah, you read my mind. Thanks. Working on your Flickmo this morning?
Yes. Okay. So this woman, Beverly Stevens, she was dating a guy who ended up slicing her open from navel.
Slow.
What? She was practically our age. It could happen to any of us, really.
Okay, sweetie, tell your aunt and your cousin the good news.
Oh, what's that?
My sociology professor agreed to write the recommendation for my graduate study program.
Congratulations! Well, all that hard work is paying off. So, are you going to go out and celebrate? There's that new bar on Robin Street. I hear it's the new hotspot.
Well, I don't know about that. Robin Street gets rowdy.
Don't worry about it, Aunt Abby. Camilla's textbooks will protect her.
Oh, guys, I'm right here.
Well, maybe you could go out with Sloan and her friends.
What friends?
Everyone looks at Sloan.
Most of your friends are graduating from college this year, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of lost touch when I dropped out.
Well, you know, a lot of students take a gap year just to get more life experience.
Yeah, and 2 gap years right in a row will give you plenty of that.
Mom?
I'm just saying.
Anyways, I watched your Flickmo this morning.
Okay, no more talk about murdered women.
I thought it was well informed.
Thank you, Camilla. Well, my goal is to bring awareness to the fact that while women go missing and get murdered all the time, we can do something to prevent it.
Well, what's that?
Sloan picks up a large gray book.
I call it the If I Go Missing Journal. There are journals that you fill out that make it super easy to collect and store key information, like fingerprints, DNA samples, like your hair, your blood.
Your blood.
Yeah, yeah, so that police and loved ones have the tools they need to find you.
What are all these blank pages for?
To profile suspects, people you think could be dangerous.
This is morbid, Sloan.
Sloan opens her mouth.
Well, it saves lives. I'm going to make a real difference with these.
Camila smiles.
I'll get 1 million followers. Really spread the word, you know?
Well, I'm going to be late for class.
She stands.
Coming, Sloan?
Yeah, let's roll.
You barely ate.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Jessica.
Bye, ladies. Sloan, drive safe, please.
Now she wants me to be safe.
Deep breath.
On the porch.
Wow, your mom really had it out for me this morning. Well, your mom literally just told me to get a life.
So. She did say that, didn't she?
They approach a red car.
Wow, that was fast.
A trailer's in a driveway.
I mean, it couldn't stay empty forever.
Pauline Adams only died 16 days ago.
Now someone new is moving in? Why are you counting?
I don't know. She was a perfectly healthy woman who died a sudden tragic death.
I thought she fell down the stairs.
Looking at the house.
A likely story.
All this murder stuff just really freaks me out.
Because of Katie?
Well, yeah, she's practically family.
Sloan's in the driver's seat.
My best friend was brutally murdered, and police still haven't found the monster who did it. I mean, the bastard sprinkled her body parts.
Oh, Sloan, please.
I'm just saying. It should make you uncomfortable.
Have you thought more about going back to school?
No, I don't even know what I take anymore.
Well, with your head for a crime, you could go into law enforcement.
No, thank you.
Or forensics. You could make a really big difference.
I am making a difference.
You're right. I'm sorry. I will even watch your flick mode.
Sloan grabs her seatbelt.
And you can quiz me on it.
You actually want to be quizzed, don't you?
Guilty.
Oh my God, you're such a nerd.
I am, and I'm fat.
At a coffee shop.
Couples yoga retreat. Oh, namaste. I need a retreat right now, but I can't.
Oh, that's so cute. I know they opened up the place like right next door.
I want to go, except I'm not a couple, but one day, you guys. Have a great one.
Okay, yes.
Sloan's coworker puts a sticker on her sweater. Reading, go away. Sloan looks up from her book.
Go away.
What do you think of that one?
No, I'm not playing.
Oh, come on, Lord, please.
Sloan looks around the cafe, which is called Crown and Press. There's a brunette customer.
Lives with her mom. Mm-hmm. Works in the custodial arts. Not a murderer, though.
What about him?
A young man.
Uses his hands to kill small animals. Could escalate at any moment.
Mm. What about Mr. Hat and Pink Coat?
Furries.
Stall.
They are into all sorts of furries. Like, oh. Look at this persona.
Oh my God.
A young man's in a corner.
I still think Nathan's our guy. Yep, he's got murder written all over his murdery face.
Nathan's harmless.
You always say that, but like, how can you be so sure?
He was Katie's stepbrother.
Yeah, and the whole town still thinks that he killed
okay,
her.
That's enough.
Stop. Leave him alone.
Her coworker looks at her sideways.
Somebody's touchy today.
You just stock the coffee cups or something, would you?
The coworker rolls her eyes and leaves. Sloan turns back to her book. She wears a black sweater, and her colleague has an orange two-tone top.
Whoa.
A man with facial stubble, wearing a baseball cap, walks into the room. A beige scarf with a square pattern is wrapped around his neck. Removing his cap, he surveys the room. Sloan and her coworker watch him closely. Sloan's eyes are wide.
Hi.
Hi, I like your scarf.
Oh, thank you. My aunt actually gave it to me as a gift. Huh. And she passed recently, so it's a bit sentimental.
Aww. Hi.
Amanda, coffee cups.
Amanda's smile fades.
Try the dark roast.
He speaks to Sloan.
I saw you leave your house this morning.
She looks at him sideways.
Sorry, I'm your new neighbor. I moved in across the street.
Oh, you're the guy who moved into Pauline Adams' house.
Yeah, she's my aunt. She left the house to me. I'm Elliot, by the way. And you're reading, go away.
Yeah. No, Sloan.
Sloan. You know what? I think I'll try that dark roast, Sloan.
Yeah, sure.
Room for cream.
As he looks around the busy cafe, she goes to a coffee dispenser and pushes a lever.
Sorry about your aunt.
Thank you.
She brings him a white cardboard cup.
Moved into her house pretty quick.
Yeah, turns out I got a great job in the area, so it all kind of worked out.
Oh, it's convenient.
No, it's preparedness meets opportunity.
She pulls the coffee cup back before he can take it.
Were you too close?
You could say that.
I've just never seen you around before, so.
Well, she mostly visited us in Cleveland, but I did visit for the summer about 2 years ago.
Sloan nods slowly.
You must be sad that she's gone.
I think I'll take my coffee now.
What if I'm not done asking questions?
I think you are.
Everything cool?
Yeah, just getting to know the neighbors.
What do I owe you?
What do you know? New customers get a free cup of joe.
No.
I insist. Please, come again.
Not a thing.
Thank you.
He tips.
Oh, Amanda. I'm Amanda.
He smiles weakly and lifts his coffee cup to them. At a table nearby, a woman in a blazer spills her papers all over the floor.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, thanks. That's really nice of you.
Seriously, Slo, you almost scared him away with your Spanish imposition. Inquisition. And you should have seen him. He was making power moves. Are you sure he wasn't just flirting?
No. He was trying to exert dominance. The average serial killer exhibits 5 main traits. Charming. Narcissistic, manipulative, controlling.
And lacks empathy. I heard you say it a zillion times before.
Yes, and that guy just ticked all 5 boxes.
Please. He's way too hot to be a serial killer.
That's what they said about Ted Bundy.
You ruin everything.
Amanda looks to the ceiling and walks away, leaving Sloan at the counter. Elliot's still talking to the woman at the table. He pauses near the counter. Sloan watches him. On a bulletin board behind Nathan, there's a missing poster for a woman named Diana Harrington, who has long dark hair and was last seen at the Baskerville Library. Someone enters the dark, unfinished room. The person walks past the clutter and through the plastic sheets. A woman with long dark hair and cuts on her face is gagged and tied to her seat. The intruder takes her barrette and grabs her hair. Her screams echo into the hallway. At home, Sloan, Jessica, and Abby play a board game.
And for you,
no cheating. Okay.
I'm not cheating. Again. That wasn't
You're
cheating.
There. You're there.
Fine. Hi, sweetie.
Okay.
Hey.
How's cool?
If I learn one more thing, I think my head will explode.
Okay, well, can you please give me the answers? Because I'm done suffering through game night alone.
Oh, hey, I met the new neighbor this afternoon.
Elliot?
Yes, I brought him a lasagna. He's Pauline Adams' nephew.
Was her nephew. And I met him this morning.
Wait, you did?
Yeah.
She nods to Camila.
Your mom thinks he's cute.
Oh, cute.
No, Mom. I get a bad feeling about him.
You get a bad feeling about everybody.
You know what? You two girls should go over there and say hello.
Mom, please. You.
What?
He moved back into town. Now he lives in that big house all by himself. It's so lonely.
Her mom sips wine.
So, Pauline Adams didn't have any other living relatives?
No, I don't know.
Which means his family is all dead.
Sloan.
What? And she dies super suddenly, and you don't find that a little suspicious?
No offense, but you think everybody's suspicious.
Okay, well, I thought he was very charming.
Oh, yeah. Charming. Controlling. Narcissistic.
Okay, Sloan.
What? Do you not watch any of the crime profile vids I send you?
You do send me too many.
I sent you a lot.
I think those journals are making you paranoid.
I'm saving lives with them. What are you doing at Abby? Taking advantage of my mom?
Abby stares at Sloan.
Excuse me?
Sloan shrugs.
Sloan, that's enough.
Sloan sips her wine.
Sloan just really cares about everyone's safety.
Sloan looks at Camila.
I think it's admirable.
Sloan smiles. Jessica reaches out for a game card. During the day, Sloan and Camila take out the garbage in front of the house.
There.
Ew.
I know.
It's fine.
Why is that thing
so heavy?
We'll be fine.
Okay.
They go to the porch.
Are any pages of your journals dedicated to Nathan?
No, of course not.
Sloan looks next door.
Hi, Nathan!
Okay, I get that he's Katie's brother, but you have to admit he's still strange. I mean, he's always sitting there just watching. I know, but think about it. In less than 2 years, his stepsister gets murdered, then his parents leave town. He just lives by himself in that house with that little dog. He must be lonely. That doesn't make him a killer.
She looks across the street.
That guy, on the other hand.
Elliot is drilling something at the front door. Camila waves to him. He waves back.
What are you doing? I'm waving to our cute neighbor.
Not cute. You don't know him. So, being friendly is how you get to know someone. It's also how you get murdered.
Sloan goes back inside. Camila looks across the street. Elliot smiles at her. She heads into the house. Elliot looks up. He holds up the drill. Nathan sits on a porch swing, holding a small dog in his lap. He stands up from the swing. A white vehicle drives in front of the house. Camila studies at a vanity in a cluttered attic room.
Boo!
Oh my god! You're so creepy!
Sloan sits next to some shelves. She picks up an If I Go Missing journal.
So, do you fill out your journal yet?
Sloan, please. I'm drowning in homework right now.
It's okay. I'll help you.
No, actually... I actually don't want to.
Sloan glances to the side.
Why? Why wouldn't you want to take all the precautions necessary?
Sloan, I think that you're getting a little too intense on all of these things.
Sloan looks at the book.
I'm working to prevent senseless violence, so...
I don't know if it's good for your mental health.
I'm perfectly healthy.
Or mine.
The cousins share a look.
I already told you that all of this true crime stuff really freaks me out, and those journals, it's just like it's inviting something bad to happen somehow.
You know what's not healthy? Pretending that violence doesn't exist when it's all around you.
Sloan, I get that that's how you feel after what happened to Katie.
Yeah, what happened to Katie is that she never should have gotten killed.
Yeah.
And her murderer is still out there.
Okay.
She was my best friend, and every day I wonder if she'd had a journal like this, then the cops probably would have found her in time.
But you don't know that.
Camila's expression softens.
Camila, I lost Katie. And I don't want to lose you, too. So,
Sloan.
No.
Camila bites her lip. Later, Sloan flops down at the desk in her bedroom. She leaves Camila's journal on the desk. She picks up her own journal and looks at the cover. There's a flower and an infinity symbol on the gray book. Sloan goes to the porch, wrapping herself in a two-toned pink blanket. Elliot lets a young woman out of the white vehicle. They walk toward his house. In her room, Sloan writes on a post-it, brunette, white coat, 11:43 p.m. She sticks the note on her bulletin board and stares at it for a long time. In the daytime, Elliot hurries to his car, carrying a black and red duffel bag. He tosses the bag in the trunk and stands there, looking around. In her own driveway, Camila approaches the red car. She's carrying a book. She takes off her glasses and checks her face in the side mirror. Elliot comes up, holding a dish.
Oh, hey. Oh my gosh, sorry.
Did I frighten you?
I just didn't see you coming up.
I wanted to return this. Your mom makes a mean lasagna.
My aunt, actually.
You a student?
Yeah, in college over in West State.
Elliot and Camila look up. Sloan's coming out of the house.
I don't think your sister likes me that much.
A cousin, and she's just protective. I should,
Thank your aunt for me.
Sloan walks up.
See you around.
Camila nods. Sloan glares at her. They're in the front seat of Sloan's car. Sloan looks at Camila.
You're judging. I'm just curious. What did you two have to talk about?
Nothing. I just told him I went to school. That's it.
Be careful around him.
No, Sloan, you need to be careful. You're pointing fingers at a guy you've barely said three words to.
You're defending him. What's that about?
Okay, can we just go, please? I don't want to be late for class.
Grimacing.
Of course you don't.
Okay. Thank you.
Sloan and Amanda are behind the counter at the coffee shop. Amanda's wearing an orange cardigan. Nathan paces near his corner table. Amanda gets Sloan's attention.
Note. What?
Nathan's gonna make a move on Paige.
Well, maybe I should stop him.
Don't you dare.
Nathan approaches the customer, who's reading papers at her table.
Hi.
She looks up through her sunglasses.
Can I help you?
Just wondering if maybe you wanted to see a movie sometime. There's a great kung fu double feature at the Odeon this weekend.
Paige nods.
I'm good. Thanks.
Nathan stands by the table, looking downward.
How come?
Sorry?
How come you don't want to see a movie with me?
She shakes her head.
Well, for starters, you asked me to see two movies, not one. So that's a bit much. And you're also just not my type.
What's your type?
I don't know. Normal people. People who don't come in here and stare at everyone like a creepoid.
That was uncalled for.
You think I'm a creep?
Well, yeah. Not to mention...
She frowns.
You know what, never mind.
No, go ahead. Say it.
Just that everybody here thinks that you killed your stepsister?
Nathan stands with his hands in his pockets. Amanda covers her smile with her hand.
Those are just rumors.
Well, either way, I don't really feel like getting murdered anytime soon. But thanks. No offense, by the way.
He knocks over her bag.
What the hell?
Whoa. Hey, hey.
Elliot approaches.
Is there a problem here?
It's got nothing to do with you.
Grabbing his shirt.
I said, is there a problem here?
Okay, that's enough. Okay, stop. Party's over. Stop. God. Okay, Nathan, back to your chair. Elliot, counter. Amanda, stop recording.
Okay, I'm not...
What are you doing? God. Paige, are you okay?
Shrugging.
Yeah.
Okay.
God.
Sloan returns to the counter.
Thanks for coming to my rescue again.
Yeah, no problem.
God, what a weirdo. Okay, leave him alone.
Paige frowns at Sloan. Elliot stands.
Okay.
Elliot steps away.
Can I buy you a coffee this time? Please.
It's cool, I got it.
He approaches the counter.
Hey, Sloan? Can I get a large coffee, please? Room for cream?
To go.
To stay?
Frowning, Sloan steps away from the counter. Amanda watches Paige and Elliot.
Care if I join you?
Of course not.
She's not wasting any time.
Neither is he. He was just flirting with Camilla this morning.
What's he seeing her? She's so, like, bookwormy.
Take out the trash, would you?
Amanda frowns. Amanda walks away. Sloan watches Paige and Elliot chat at Paige's table. Sloan holds a cup of coffee at the counter. She drops the mug. Elliot and Nathan both stand. Sloan and several others run to the dumpster, where Amanda's screaming.
What?
Sloan gasps. There's a mutilated human foot on top of the garbage bags. Sloan hugs Amanda, who buries her face in Sloan's shoulder.
Remember that severed foot we found outside Crown and Press yesterday?
In a video.
Yeah. It was positively identified to match other body parts found around the area and belonged to none other than Diana Harrington, who is now presumed dead.
She holds up a poster.
Diana was reported missing by her family last Thursday. She was 25 years old. And police are telling us they have no suspects. But I'm willing to bet if Diana had an If I Go Missing journal, they wouldn't be so in the dark.
Remember, fear is a tool that can save your life.
She puts the journal down on her bed.
Enter.
Hey.
Camilla closes the door.
How are you? Check this out. At True Crime Heroes thinks I could get a sponsorship.
Oh. So you're not upset?
About what?
Yesterday you found a dismembered body 20 feet from where you work.
Yeah. Well, I've seen worse.
She presses her phone.
When have you seen worse?
I've done so much research in the true crime space. I'm kind of used to it.
You know, Sloan, it's okay not to be okay.
Oh my God. I just hit 20,000 followers.
Sloan.
What? This proves that everything I've been doing with the journals is exactly right. People need these.
So you don't find it triggering?
Sloan stops and looks at her cousin.
Katie has nothing to do with this.
She has everything to do with this.
Sloan shakes her head.
What about the fact that her killer is still out there? That doesn't bother you?
Yeah, of course it bothers me. Camilla, that's what I've been trying to tell you. There are always killers out there.
Yeah, but now that you're broadcasting it to 20,000 viewers...
Oh my God, 20,500!
Sloan, if the killer is one of those viewers, they know where you work now.
Well, Sounds to me like somebody is ready to fill out her journal.
You're obsessed.
Yeah, that's what makes me so good at all this.
Sloan grins.
You're not saving lives, Sloan. You're endangering yours and mine.
Sloan turns her head. She stands and goes to the window. She pushes aside the lacy white curtain. Paige gets out of a car in Elliot's driveway. She wears a red dress under a black coat.
Paige, what are you doing? Hey. I thought you were supposed to be smart.
Elliot gives Paige a long hug. The two of them go up the porch steps and inside the house. Sloan writes in a notebook, Elliot possible targets. Studious women, mid-20s, dark hair, college girls? Late at night, people move inside Elliot's house. Sloan wakes up abruptly.
Hey, wait, where are you going?
Sloan goes to the porch.
Relax, Paige.
I'm not staying over with another girl's toothbrush in your bathroom.
In the driveway, Elliot grabs Paige's arm. She presses something into his hand. Paige goes back into the house. Inside, Sloan writes on a post-it. Elliot and Paige argue. 12 Uhr 47 nachts. She sticks the post-it to her bulletin board. The next day, she parks in a lot. A sign reads, Tenant Parking Only, Unit 201. She runs up a flight of stairs to a rooftop space and knocks on a door. She's wearing a leather jacket over a green top. She opens the door to a quiet apartment with yellow walls.
Amanda?
Sloan closes the door.
I'm here.
She wanders through an empty hallway. Event posters cover a wall.
Hello? Give me one sec.
Oh my god.
Thanks for giving me a ride. Car wouldn't start. No idea why. They've had it for 3 days now. How long can they keep it? I guess till they figure out what's wrong with it.
Applying lip gloss.
Nice place. Do your parents pay for it?
No.
Okay, yeah, you know how much we get paid.
True. Can I use your bathroom before we get going?
No. The toilet's clogged. Better use it at the shop. Come on, let's go back to the scene of the trauma, shall we?
Leaving the apartment.
Shouldn't you close your window?
I like to live dangerously.
Amanda's wearing a pink sweater. She leads Sloan away. At the cafe, they're clearing tables.
I can't believe they made us come back to work so soon.
It's been 2 whole days.
I find it disturbing how calm you are about all this. Just because Diana Harrington's foot was found here doesn't mean she was killed here. But it does mean that her killer probably graced us with his presence when he came to drop it off at the dumpster, super sleuth.
I can keep an eye out.
Vision! I didn't hear you come in.
Thought maybe you'd feel better if I was here.
I don't know if I'll ever feel that way, but just do us a solid and don't ask anyone else out.
Where is Paige?
Amanda rolls her eyes.
Come to think of it, maybe she's freaked out about the foot too, like a normal person.
I'll be over here if you need me.
Hey, thanks, Nathan. Do you want a croissant?
Sure.
Sure, I'll get you one.
Sloan goes over to the counter. Amanda follows.
Yes. Thank you, Sloan, for being so accommodating to suspect number one.
Lay off, okay? It is weird that Paige isn't here, though.
Again, not everyone's super comfortable with hanging out at a murder scene.
But Paige is, like, our most loyal customer. I hope she's okay.
Plastic drapes form a space in an unfinished basement. In the corner, Paige sits, slumped over in a chair. She's wearing a red dress. Wires hang in a coil from the ceiling. Paige looks around at the stained walls. She's breathing rapidly. Bound and gagged, she struggles in the chair. Amanda and Sloan look in the tip jar.
Ew. You made more than last week. Okay, we split it. We can buy something yummy.
Not much, actually.
Elliot!
Welcome back. Dark roast?
Room for cream. Glad you guys could reopen so quick.
So, Elliot, when was the last time you saw Paige?
Last night. I'm sure you know that.
She gives him a tight smile.
How was it?
She went home early.
What do you consider early?
I didn't check the time.
Sloane nods.
Well, have you spoken to her today?
You know, I haven't, actually.
Well, she's always here, and today she's not. So, what do you suppose that means?
Sloane! Keep up your party tricks, and we'll lose Elliot's business. We don't want to lose you, Elliot.
No.
Thanks, Andrea.
Amanda.
Don't worry, Sloane doesn't bother me. I'll be back.
He looks back at Sloane as he heads for the door. Camila walks in at the same time.
Did you see that?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay, I saved it.
The coffee.
Careful texting and walking.
Oh, I'm not texting. I'm reading a statistics article.
Wow, how is that?
Tedious. I don't really do numbers. They're too boring.
Elliot frowns.
You are a numbers guy, aren't you?
A little bit, yeah. A research analyst. Hedge funds. But I promise I'm not that boring.
No, I don't think you're boring. I think you're very exciting.
He smiles.
Wow, thank you, Camilla.
Anyways, I hope you enjoy your coffee.
Yes, and you too. I'll see you around.
As he leaves, Camilla goes up to the counter.
Hi.
Could you be any more obvious? Stick to your studies. Amanda, go check the bathroom. Make sure there's enough TP or something.
So good to be back.
She throws a cloth down and walks away.
So, why'd you come?
I came to see you.
Did you know?
What?
I don't want you talking to Elliot.
Okay, do you have a crush on him or something? Is that what this is about?
No, Camilla, listen to me. Elliot shouldn't be trusted.
Sloane, please. I don't think you really know him that well. You can't make these judgments.
Okay, maybe you can't see his controlling behavior or his overt narcissism, but newsflash, Paige is MIA and she just went on a date with him.
Sloane, you don't get to tell me who I can and cannot talk to.
Even if your life depends on it?
Camila shakes her head.
I'm actually going to take the bus. I'll see you at home.
No, it's... Camila, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
Sloane frowns as Camila leaves. In the basement, Paige struggles to free herself from the chair. A person walks in, dressed entirely in black. The person's brandishing a knife. The person holds up a pair of sunglasses. They raise a knife to Paige's throat. Blood flows down her arm. At home, Sloane and Jessica dine with Camila and Abby.
So, how's the cafe today?
Usual.
It's horrible. So close to home.
Speaking of horrible, I saw Elliot today, and it really cleared some things up for me.
It's good, right?
Camila folds her arms.
Get this. Last night, Paige goes to Elliot's house. I'm sorry, who's Paige? A regular, the coffee shop. Anyway, at 12:47 a.m., they get into an argument. Okay, why do you know this? I heard them. And then I saw him chase her out. He chased her? Yeah, to her car. Well, today I asked him about it.
You didn't?
Yeah, and you should have seen him. Oh, he hates being questioned.
Big surprise.
No, he wasn't upset. But at one point, he looks me in the eyes, and he says, Sloane doesn't bother me.
Jessica looks at her, and then to Abby.
I don't get it.
Sloane glances at her mother.
I mean, serial killers always fight for the upper hand.
No, he knows I'm onto him, and he was threatening
me. Okay, Sloane.
No, look, I want us all to keep our eyes
and ears. Camilla and I are moving out at the end of the month.
What?
We are?
Yeah, it's for the best. We need to get on our own 2 feet.
No, Abby, you don't have to leave yet.
Abby shrugs, looking at her plate.
This is about me, isn't it?
Tears well up in Sloane's eyes.
I'm not wrong about Elliot. It's just a matter of time before I catch him, and you will all know that I was right.
Okay, no, Sloane!
Great.
Thank you.
Is this my fault?
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
We can talk about
it's
this.
Not my fault.
No, we can talk about it just you and I.
Camila and Abby leave Jessica alone at the table. As Elliot unloads items from his car, Camila approaches him.
Hi.
Sloane watches from her house.
Hi.
Sloane writes Camila's name on an If I Go Missing journal. Camila studies in her attic room. When she steps out, Sloane comes in. She takes Camila's drinking glass and some hair from her hairbrush. From the drinking glass, Sloane dusts for Camila's fingerprints. Elliot drags a long object, wrapped in fabric, from his home. Sloane watches. She sits in her car as Elliot closes the trunk. He drives off. Once he's gone, Sloane crosses the street to his house. She flattens herself against the wall. A security light flips on. Sloane pauses under the light. She runs over to a shed and jumps to look through a grimy window. She fiddles with the padlock and begins picking at it with a metal tool. She checks behind her as a car goes by. Finally, she opens the room. Equipment and clutter cover the shed floor. She looks through the long fabric-covered object, which is empty. It's a rolled-up rug. She stands and looks around the dusty room. Moonlight shines through the windows. In her room, she removes her sports medals and personal photos from the bulletin board. She puts up her post-it notes and photos of Elliot, his property, and three women, Katie, Diana, and Paige. In one picture, Elliot carries a duffel bag down a street at night. The board is now full of information about Elliot. Sloane stares at it. At Crown and Press, Nathan sits at a front table. Sloane is leaning over the counter. He gives her a wave. She smiles. She's scrolling through her phone, looking through Paige's social media account. Some commenters wonder where Paige is. A commenter named Love City Fan sends several rude messages, calling her a slut in training, and saying, "I hope you die." As customers go about their day, Sloane reads through the messages. She focuses on one photo, where a blurry man in red walks behind Paige. Sloane makes a video in her room.
2 years ago, my best friend Katie Williams was murdered. Her killer still walks free. And then, 1 week ago, pieces of Diana Harrington's body turned up outside Crown and Press.
She looks to the side and picks up a missing poster for Paige.
And last Thursday, Paige Brown went missing. And that's been 5 days.
She regards the poster.
Something terrible is going on. And I am telling you, from the front lines of my now officially verified account.
She holds up a journal.
The If I Go Missing journal is your best line of defense.
In her kitchen, Sloane uses scissors to open a cardboard box. A hairy object is inside. Hearing a car, she goes to the front window.
Hey, all right. Well, yeah, be careful. This is...
Elliot helps a brunette woman out of his car.
Careful. Watch the step here.
He leads the woman through his front door.
You all right?
Sloane watches closely through the window. The woman wears a black and white mod pattern dress. Elliot approaches her, holding a knife. He uses the knife to cut cheese from a charcuterie board. He brings the woman a glass of wine. Sloane goes into her front yard. A white vehicle passes by her. In daytime, out on the street.
Hi, everyone. Thank you all so much for coming out, taking the time out of your busy schedules. This is really important. We can really make a difference. I printed out a whole bunch of these posters, and I thought we could go around the neighborhood and just put up as many as we possibly can. So I thought maybe we could just split up into groups, and that way we can cover as much terrain as possible. And I also want to thank you all for wearing your IIGM pins.
In the crowd, Camila glances at Elliot. The group puts up missing posters for Paige. Elliot has his phone out as he talks to Camila.
246.
As Camila studies, she gets a text from an unknown user. Hey Camila, I was wondering whether you'd like to go out sometime. This is Elliot, BTW, smiley face. She rolls back on the bed. Sloane comes into the room.
Hey! Oh my god! Hi!
Do you have an extra pair of glasses?
Glasses, I think so.
Yeah, just like a pair you don't wear anymore.
I think so, yeah.
Thank you.
She takes the glasses.
What's going on?
Nothing, I just want to see what I'd look like if I wore glasses.
I think those might hurt your eyes, though.
It's fine. Thank you.
Camila watches Sloane go downstairs. She rolls back on the bed and picks up her phone. She texts, "Hey, Elliot. Nice to hear from you. Sounds great. Smiley face." In the evening, Camila chops vegetables while Sloane sets the table. Sloane and Camila glance at each other. Sloane takes a stack of placemats from the counter.
So, Sloane, if this is about Elliot, I don't want to talk about it.
You know he's seeing dozens of other girls, right?
You know what? I am sick of you bringing this up.
Your nose.
It's bleeding.
What? Oh, shoot.
Oh my god, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's so dry in this house and it doesn't help that I'm living in the attic like some unwanted stepchild.
Oh, well, who said you weren't? Wait, still have some, yeah.
Thank you. I'm gonna go take care of this.
Yeah.
Camila walks off with a tissue pressed to her nose. Sloane holds another tissue, which is bloody. She's about to throw it out, but stops. Sloane takes flirty pictures of herself, in a wig and glasses, posing with textbooks. She signs up for a social media app under the name StudyGirl104. She texts, "Hey, Elliot, seen you around at CMP. Can I buy you a cup of joe and we can talk study techniques?" She sticks the bloody tissue in Camila's "If I Go Missing" journal. Elliot has replied, "Sounds great. How's tomorrow 9 a.m.? Sloane writes back,
"Please."
In the kitchen.
Look at Sloane's behavior. She's not moving on from Katie's death in a healthy way.
She just needs a little more time. And it's not like Camila was all about psychology before either.
She's not accusing our neighbors of being serial killers.
You know, they're just different.
Yeah.
Sloane enters in a gray and black outfit, with her wig and glasses.
Morning. Good morning.
Abby and Jessica stare.
I'm just gonna go.
Sloane grabs an apple from a fruit bowl.
Gotta go, gonna be late, Camila! Coming!
Camila stops and stares at Sloane, who is dressed almost exactly like her.
The glasses look good.
Thank you.
Sloane looks at her mom and aunt.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Camila turns to Abby and Jessica, then closes her mouth and leaves. Abby watches Camila go. Jessica looks at her. Abby waves a hand. At the coffee shop, Amanda looks, wide-eyed, at Sloane's new preppy outfit.
Whoa.
Slinging her jacket over her shoulder.
I was trying something new.
Oh, you look like old-school Britney Spears mixed with your cousin, actually.
Exactly what I'm going for.
Elliot arrives at the shop.
Greetings, Elliot.
She gives him a smile.
Hi.
Would you like your habitual order? A large dark roast, extra hot?
Not too hot.
Sloane waves.
You want me?
Yeah.
Okay. Amanda walks away.
Room for cream?
Yep. That'll be $3.49.
No. It's on me.
Elliot holds a hand up.
Wait a minute.
He checks his phone.
Are you Study Girl 104?
That's a good hypothesis.
She touches his jacket.
Hey, Sloane, I think I left my textbook in your car.
Camila sees Sloane with Elliot.
Never mind.
Camila.
Wait, no, no.
Grabbing him.
You and I, we got off on the wrong foot. I would love to get to know you better. We should go on a study date. I've got so much homework. You could help me with my dissertation on
look,
analytics.
Look, I'm not interested.
She tilts her head.
What?
You're not my type.
Please, I'm exactly your type. I'm brunette. I use big words. I'm studious.
What?
We should go on a date, you know, tonight.
I'm busy tonight.
How about tomorrow?
I've got a date, actually, with your cousin.
He takes his coffee. Her smile drops.
You're going out with Camila?
Yeah. Sorry.
Sloane runs out of the shop. Elliot watches her go. Amanda's wiping the counter.
You know, I also know, like, big words.
He looks at her.
Do you?
Lifting his cup.
Thanks for the coffee.
Anytime.
He leaves the shop as Sloane runs down the street.
Camila! Wait up! I don't want to talk to you.
You're going out with Elliot? Have you lost your mind? You're only doing this to get back
at
me.
Oh, yes, Sloane, because everything I do is all about you.
Why can't you see that the guy is a psycho?
I know you like to play at being naive or whatever, but this is insanity.
Oh, insanity.
Sloane, this isn't right. None of this is right. You're following Elliot around like a stalker, and now you're dressing up like me just to get on a date with him.
I'm trying to bait him, not date him. I'm protecting you. Ask my 100,000 followers.
Oh, you want to know why you have 100,000 followers? Because you are an embarrassment. You're like a living, breathing car crash, and everyone's just slowing down to get a glimpse of the carnage. And you're too stubborn to get the help you so desperately need.
Sloane clutches her wig.
At the very least, Elliot is a fuckboy, and you could do better. But it is far more likely that I'm right, and Elliot is dangerous.
It's not him that's dangerous, Sloane. It's you.
Camila turns and walks away from her cousin. Later, Camila's walking down a residential street.
Hey, Camila.
Elliot stops in his white vehicle.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Look, I've been thinking, and maybe we should put a hold on going out.
She turns to look at him.
I don't want to cause any problems with your family.
She nods with a tight smile.
Is that what you want?
No. I'd love to go out with you. It's just, well, your cousin.
Camila undoes her hair, which is in a bun, held together with a scrunchie. She approaches Elliot's window.
What are you doing right now?
At a bar.
I'm glad we did this.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Their hands bump at the charcuterie board. Camila pauses.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, I guess I'm just worried about Sloan. She's been so hot and cold lately. One minute she's lovingly cleaning up the blood from one of my nosebleeds. I'm sorry, that's really gross. Okay. But then the next, she's treating me like I'm the dumbest person she's ever met in the world.
Yeah, what's up with her? Because I swear from the moment we met, she's had it out for me. It's like she thinks I'm a sociopath.
Psychopath. Sociopaths are generally incapable of faking empathy and tend to be more impulsive, like me.
No, it's okay.
She sips a pink drink.
You were the opposite of your cousin.
Why is that?
Just that you see the good in people.
He shakes his head.
Well, it's not totally her fault. A couple years ago, she lost her best friend, Katie.
In flashback, Katie's held in the basement.
She was killed.
The killer approaches her with a knife.
Katie and Sloan were basically inseparable until their freshman year of college. Katie started dating this guy and became really secretive about him. She started distancing herself from Sloan. And then one night, Katie and Sloan got into a really big fight and she went off by herself. And no one ever saw her again.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Katie was missing for 8 days before police found pieces of her body in a field outside of town.
You know what? I think my aunt did mention something about that last time I visited her.
Camila nods.
Did they catch the killer?
She shakes her head.
And Sloan never forgave herself for losing her best friend like that. She dropped out of school, became obsessed with true crime stuff. She even started the Slickmo channel where she examines homicides and figures out how they could have been prevented.
That's intense.
That's Sloan.
Camila sips from her drink.
And what about you?
Camila turns to look at him.
Me?
He nods and swallows a bite of food.
I like to form my own opinions about people.
They smile at each other.
Anyways, what were you like as a kid?
My childhood was a bit rough.
Oh, why is that?
My sister. She was the favorite.
I'm sure that's not true.
No, it was. She was this physics prodigy. Yeah. Mm. And so my parents devoted all their time and energy to her. No matter what I did, it was never enough. So I became the black sheep.
He looks down at the bar and nods.
I showed them, though.
Her eyebrows furrow.
What do you mean by that?
You know, just that I have a decent job now. And a great house. And being here with you. It's a fresh start.
To fresh starts.
They sip from their drinks. At home, Sloan watches from her window as they say goodnight in his driveway.
I had a good time.
Can I walk you home?
I think I can manage. Okay. I'll survive.
All right.
Camila crosses the street to their house. Sloan closes her curtain. Camila opens her phone. She's bombarded with rude messages from Love City fans. Camila stops at her porch. She looks to the house next door, where Nathan's in the porch swing. He's wearing a red jacket. He watches her as she enters the house. There's a large calendar whiteboard in the hall. Sloan leans against the front door. Sloan looks in the fridge. She receives a text from Elliot. Hope you made it home safe. Smile emoji. She grabs a bottle of water from the fridge. Paige's missing poster is on the fridge door. Behind her, a blurry man in a red jacket walks through the frame.
Nathan?
Paige's missing poster is also at the coffee shop register. Sloane puts a cup down at the counter. She looks back at Amanda, who's at the coffee maker. Sloane's wearing a black sweater with an infinity symbol, like the one on her journal.
So, when do I get my sweatshirt?
You can have it right now.
No, that's not what it... Like, I want a new one for me so I can reform, not your old... Okay.
Sloane tosses her the sweater.
Okay, this brownie's yours, and I'll go get more filters.
Amanda walks off with the sweater. Nathan stands up from his table.
Sloane, are you okay?
Not really, but, whatever.
It's Elliot, isn't it?
All anyone can say is how charming he is, but...
Superficial charm is the trait of a serial killer. I've watched your videos.
Exactly.
I see what he's doing. The narcissism, the controlling behavior.
Yeah.
I see what you see. You've always had my back. I just wanted you to know I have yours.
Thanks, Nathan. I really appreciate that.
Two officers come into the shop.
Nathan Williams?
Yeah?
May we have a word?
Well, what's going on?
Would you mind coming down to the station? We'd like to ask you a few questions.
Am I under arrest?
No, sir. We can fill you in on the way.
Reaching out.
Don't touch me. What's going on?
No.
I didn't do anything.
They each take Nathan by the arm and lead him out of the shop. Camila arrives at that moment.
Oh my God. That was fast. Wait, what? I called the police to report suspicious activity.
You reported Nathan?
Yeah. He was trolling me and Paige. He's not just sitting out there with his little dog on the porch. He's posting heinous things. You should have seen the stuff that he wrote on our Flickmos.
Come on.
And he has a red coat, just like in the Paige photo.
Okay, no. It couldn't have been Nathan. Okay, there is no
way. Oh, right. And you've seen Elliot kicking puppies in the parking lot.
Elliot is different, and you know that.
You're only upset because you hate being wrong.
Her mouth opens.
I'm not wrong.
Camila presses her lips together.
Whatever, Sloane.
She turns toward the door.
You can tell it to your followers.
Oh, come on, Camila.
Amanda comes up.
Come on. Your cuss is hardcore. Oh my God, what? I mean, she went behind your back to hook up with Elliot. What kind of bitch does that to her own cousin? Okay, Amanda, I'm only gonna say this once. Do not talk about my cousin that way.
Amanda looks at Sloane, then waves a hand and walks away. Sloane leans against the counter. Elliot and Camila eat dinner in a restaurant.
We stopped baking soda with flour.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I mean, we basically made the oven explode.
I was gonna say, that's dangerous. You exploded the oven?
Yes, but we're fine. No one was harmed.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
But it was ridiculous. Sloane would always decide what we did.
And you just went with it?
Yeah, she's like an older sister. And our moms always said that we were more like sisters than cousins. But you have a sister, so I'm sure you've got
it. We weren't really close.
He sips wine.
Oh, how come?
You know, she was a prodigy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't matter what I did. You're competing against someone like that.
Well, maybe you don't have to.
What was that supposed to mean?
Well, just that parents can put a lot of pressure on their kids sometimes. I know with grad school coming up. Mm. I don't know, maybe it's hard to understand.
Because I didn't go to college?
Camila's eyes widen.
That's not what I meant.
Because it doesn't make you smarter than me.
They hold each other's gaze.
I didn't say that.
He looks down and bites his lip.
Have you talked to your sister about it?
Elliot looks back up at her.
She's dead.
Camila lifts her hands up.
I'm so sorry.
Elliot shakes his head and sits back.
How did she die?
What do you say we get out of here?
Camila smiles faintly and nods. They both get up from the table. In the empty coffee shop, Sloane writes in a notebook. While texting, Amanda locks the front door. Sloane frowns and writes in the notebook.
Who drives a white SUV?
She adds a note, bad muffler. Sloane looks up from her book at Amanda, who's still texting. Amanda takes her thumbs off the phone.
What?
Let's finish up.
A flashing police car stops. Nathan gets out.
Thank you.
He waves and turns to his home. At the shop, Sloane carries a plastic bin. Seeing Amanda, she slams the bin on the counter.
So are you going to help or are you just going to text all night?
Amanda takes a bite of pastry.
Okay, put the phone down or I'll throw it in the trash.
Okay. Oh, God.
Can you go check the bathrooms?
You know, you're hired like 10 minutes before me. You're not my boss.
I cleaned them the last 3 days. You owe me.
Amanda leans on the counter.
If I do them, can I go home?
You have somewhere else to be?
Obviously.
Okay. Leave the phone, though.
Amanda glares and puts the phone on the counter. She gives Sloane one last angry look as she goes into the bathroom. Sloane runs to Amanda's phone and tries the passcode.
Her birthday? Ryan Gosling's birthday? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, she really is that stupid. Okay.
Her social media profile, Barista Babe, comes up. There's also a profile for Love City Fan. In flashback, and in reverse, customers stroll through the coffee shop. Amanda and Sloane watch people put up missing posters. Sloane watches a white vehicle move along the road. Amanda leans over a dumpster. The foot is inside. Sloane's eyes widen.
Bathroom's done. I'm out of here.
Amanda puts on her coat.
Hey, how's your car?
What? Oh, yeah, all good.
Did they figure out what was wrong?
Yeah, I'm an idiot. My car takes normal gas, not diesel.
But they still have to fix a muffler or something.
Good night.
Amanda runs down the sidewalk. Her white vehicle is parked on the street. Sloane watches through the window as she leaves. It's raining hard outside.
Amanda, what the hell have you done?
Elliot and Camila pull up in his car.
Hey, did you want to come inside?
Really?
You seem surprised.
She closes her eyes.
I don't know. I guess I thought I offended you at some point.
He taps his forehead with his fingers.
Sometimes I have a hard time admitting that I'm wrong. And I realized that with my sister. She died from cancer a few years ago. And clearly I can't keep my cool when she comes up in conversation. I'm sorry.
He looks at Camila.
Thank you.
Anyway,
I understand if you don't want to hang out again.
But I would love to spend more time with you.
I can't tonight. But not because I don't want to. I just have a bunch of homework that I should, you know, probably go do.
Right.
But.
He smiles at her.
Do you want to walk me home?
I I can do that.
Thanks. It's very dangerous.
I'll walk you home.
Thank you.
They step into his driveway.
Go.
Yes.
Together, they cross the street. She's wearing a brown tweed coat. She rubs her hands together. Sloane is looking out the front window. Camila and Elliot look at each other.
I should...
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
She turns and approaches her home. Elliot runs a hand through his hair, then waves. He turns back to his own house. Sloane is waiting inside.
I think I figured it out.
I'm not doing this right now.
No, I was wrong. I have been so fixated on Elliot that I didn't catch Amanda's red flags.
Oh, great. So now Amanda's backing you up.
No, that's...
Everyone knows that Amanda has the world's biggest crush on Elliot. She's only agreeing with you about the serial killer stuff because she wants me out of the picture.
Okay, stop, Camilla. Listen to me.
No, you listen to me. Elliot is kind, and he's a human being with flaws and feelings and a past, and I really like him. And I have had it with your baseless accusations.
I am trying to protect you. Jeez, Camilla, it's like you want to be the next victim.
I am not a victim. Maybe if you stopped living like one, you could see that.
She goes out the front door.
Elliot! Wait!
He's on his front porch. They cross the street to meet each other. They run into each other's arms. She gives him a long kiss.
Can I come over?
He nods.
Yeah.
He leads her inside. Sloane watches out the front window. In her bedroom, Sloane paces. There's a stack of If I Go Missing books on the desk. She knocks one book down and opens another. Under a heading, Suspect Number 2, she writes Amanda. In the morning, Abby sits in the living room, looking out the window. Jessica comes downstairs.
What's going on?
Abby turns to her sister.
Camilla didn't come home last night, and I have called her, like, 15 times.
Oh, I'm sure she's fine.
It's not like her. At least she could just text me back.
Well, she's young. She spent the night with a very handsome young man who just happens to live across the street. What's the worst thing that could happen?
Abby frowns. She looks at Jessica.
Oh, right.
Sloane knocks at a door. Elliot opens it.
Sloane.
Is Camilla here?
Well, she's not tied up in my basement, if that's what you're thinking.
Look, my Aunt Abby is super worried and too embarrassed to come over here to ask if Camilla stayed the night, so if you could just tell her to check her phone and let her...
She's not here.
What do you mean?
Well, she went home early this morning. Maybe you missed her and she went out to a study group.
Sloane shakes her head. Elliot rubs his chin.
Okay, how can I help?
Let us know if you hear from her.
Sloane turns away and leaves the doorstep. She goes home, where Abby and Jessica wait in the dining room.
Is she there?
Sloane shakes her head. Abby opens her mouth.
No, Abby.
Okay.
Sloane grabs her coat.
Where are you going?
To get Camilla back.
Sloane heads out the front door. She parks at Amanda's building and goes up to the rooftop apartment. The door is locked. Sloane looks over to Amanda's open window. She slips into the apartment through the window. Sloane cautiously creeps through the empty hallway. She glances behind her. Amanda runs out, brandishing a pan. Sloane pushes her onto the couch and lifts the pan.
What the hell, Amanda?
What? You're in my house!
Where's Camilla?
How the hell should I know? I will call the police.
Oh, go ahead. You can tell them that you kidnapped Camilla.
I did what?
You kidnapped Paige Brown. You murdered Diana Harrington.
Okay, what happened to Camilla?
Where did you put them, huh? And what are you hiding in here?
She runs down the hallway. Amanda grabs her phone.
You know, you should really clean up in there. It's disgusting.
Sloane, you are insane. I have no idea what happened to your cousin or Diana or Paige.
No, I saw your threats on their Flickmo pages. You're at Love City fan.
Okay, fine. You caught me. I'm a troll. But I was just blowing off some steam, okay? They're so entitled. I couldn't stand their whole school is hard and rosé all day type of bullshit.
What, so you just go around watching people like a creep? Really?
I just wanted to see what the girls Elliot was interested in had that I didn't.
You're pathetic.
Hello, pot, it's kettle.
Sloane's holding the pan.
No. But you seemed so happy when Paige disappeared, and then you said all that stuff about Camilla.
Yeah, that's called jealousy. And you really should talk to my therapist, or any therapist.
So last Thursday, when Paige disappeared.
Wait, did you say Thursday?
Yes, Paige and Diana both disappeared on Thursday.
Well, it definitely couldn't have been me. Love in the City comes on that night, and I'm the fandom moderator. Okay? Every Thursday, I'm online arguing with idiots all night. Last Thursday was huge. Benson and Comrade got together, and I had to ban so many haters. Some people just don't understand that sometimes what you're looking for has been right in front of you the whole time.
Holy shit.
You better bring that back, you psycho!
Sloane runs off with the pan.
I need new friends.
Sloane parks in her driveway. She still has the pan. Nathan watches her cross the street. He's holding his dog. Sloane moves to the side of the house and smashes a door's window with a pan. Reaching through the window pane, she lets herself in. Carefully, she moves through a hallway. She turns and checks the living room, which is dusty. It has a few chairs and couches, a fireplace, and a TV. She crosses over to the mantel. There's a framed picture of Elliot with a woman.
Aunt Pauline.
There's an urn next to the television.
Hi, Aunt Pauline.
Sloane puts the photo back and goes into the kitchen. A mug and a knife are in the sink.
Camilla?
Sloane whirls around. She moves through the hall and down some carpeted steps, which are covered in glass. She activates the flashlight on her phone. Its battery is nearly dead. The phone flickers and goes out.
Shit.
Elliot pulls up in his driveway.
Sloane walks through a plastic drape, holding the pan. She proceeds cautiously into the space. A light bulb on a stand swings back and forth. She turns on the light. Drapes cut the room off from the hall. There are paint cans on the floor. Elliot has more paint in the trunk. She touches the wall, which has been painted in a dark color. She leaves the room, forgetting the pan. She bends down by the kitchen sink and removes a bloody piece of fabric. Elliot's wearing a red jacket.
Sloane.
She holds the cloth.
What's going on?
Sloane, sweetheart, you need to come eat.
Jessica's at the bedroom door.
Sloane, come downstairs and be part of the family.
The room is empty. Two, if I go missing, books lie on the bed. Jessica picks them up.
Abby!
Sloane waves the bloody fabric.
You killed her.
Elliot removes his jacket.
You never let up, do you?
I had you pegged from the moment I saw you.
In flashback, she watches him in the coffee shop.
I know exactly how you work. You target studious women.
Probably an inferiority complex. And you like them with dark hair.
He puts a duffel bag in his trunk.
Then you cut them into pieces and you dispose of their body parts using that gym bag. Diana's severed foot turning up was obviously a mistake. But you were new to town, right? You didn't know the best place to ditch her yet.
He leans on the kitchen counter, stepping closer to her.
And now I've got you.
Sloan. It's not what you think.
This isn't Camilla's blood?
Yes. Yes, it's her blood, but it's from a nosebleed. She had a nosebleed.
You can't manipulate me! You killed Diana Harrington, you killed Paige Brown, you killed Camilla, and you probably killed Katie,
Sloan.
Too!
He holds his hands up.
You're out of your mind.
Where's Camilla? Did you chop her up yet?
Look.
He steps closer.
I get it. You're stressed.
You don't know me.
Why don't you sit down? Let's talk.
So you can murder me too?
Okay, Sloan. I'm not playing the screwed up game. All right? I'm sorry if you feel rejected that I chose Camilla over you.
Rejected?
I've seen you watching me. You have a crush. But you're gonna have to get over it because Camilla and I really like each other.
Please, you're incapable of feeling. You're a monster.
I really don't want to hurt you.
Get away.
Sloan?
Nathan's at the door.
Sloan, are you okay?
Nathan, get the hell out of my house. This doesn't involve you.
It was Elliot. It was Elliot the whole time. He's the killer. Call the police!
Don't call the police.
Yes!
She's insane. You have no idea what's going on. Hey, don't...
The men grapple. The phone falls.
911.
They wrestle on the floor.
Hello? Hello?
Elliot begins choking Nathan.
Hello?
Sloan holds a knife to Elliot's throat.
He's...
Hello? Are you in need of assistance?
Sloan, the phone.
Nathan gasps on the floor.
They caught the serial killer. It's Elliot Adams.
Ellis, drive.
Nathan clutches his throat. Two officers in brown uniforms lead Elliot out of the house.
Don't think about it. You just breezed by like a regular guy. But when I...
They put him in the back of a police car.
When the earth began to spin, I could feel...
One officer presses his hand on Elliot's head. The neighbors watch, including Abby, Jessica, and Sloan. An officer opens a plastic bag in the trash bin. She steps back.
Oh my God. Somebody call homicide! Now!
Sloan runs past another officer, who puts out a hand to stop her. She runs to the trash bin.
Camilla!
Camilla! No!
No! No! No! No!
Sloan looks down with wide eyes.
Oh my God.
A woman's decapitated head is in the bag. The officer guides Sloan back.
No.
The officer leads Sloan away.
I didn't do anything! She's crazy!
Jessica holds Abby back.
Abby, stop.
Oh, it's not her! It's not her!
No!
It's not her! It's not her! It's not her!
It's
not her.
Abby. Abby, it's okay. I know. Sweetie, you left these journals in case something happened, didn't you?
Jessica holds out a large black purse. Sloan approaches the officer and removes a book from the bag.
Here. What is it?
Camilla's If I Go Missing journal. When she disappeared, this is what I used to figure out that Elliot was responsible. And you can use the DNA samples to match the towels that I found inside.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Daniels.
On the sidewalk, Jessica holds on to Abby. Slowly, Sloan turns away from Elliot's house and moves toward her family. She pauses in the street and holds her hands to her chest. 3 weeks later, Abby sits in the family living room, looking at the floor. Jessica comes up to her and touches her shoulder. All the women are wearing black.
Just gotta find my keys, okay?
Abby nods. Sloan comes into the room.
Sloan? I'm sorry I was so hard on you about the true crime stuff. I was just worried. You've always been like my daughter.
Abby holds Sloan's face.
I wish I had listened to you sooner.
She gives Sloan a long hug. Jessica rests a hand on Abby's shoulder.
Okay, I got him. Let's go.
Abby lets go of Sloan.
Maybe you could see if Nathan needs a ride.
Abby nods. Sloan leaves the room. Abby wipes her eyes.
I got you.
Okay.
Sloan comes up to Nathan's front door.
Hey.
Hey. We're about to head out to the funeral. I wanted to see if you still needed a ride.
I have some cleaning to do, but I'll meet you down there.
Sloan nods.
I also wanted to thank you for saving me.
It was nothing.
No. It wasn't. I can't help but wonder what could have happened if you didn't...
Hey, it's okay.
She hugs Nathan. They hold on to each other for a long time.
Sorry.
It's okay. I understand it hurts to lose the ones you love.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't see eye to eye.
Yeah. I should probably...
Do you want to come over later? Watch movies?
I think it's important to spend time with my aunt tonight.
He nods.
Makes sense.
But another time?
Sure. Another time.
Okay. See you later.
As she walks away, he closes the door. His dog is beside him as he crosses the floor in large, black boots. In flashback, Camila's crossing the street.
Hi, Camila.
Hi, Nathan.
Can you help me find my dog?
Plastic drapes hang from a ceiling. Camila is bound and gagged in a chair. She gasps against the blindfold. The small dog rounds a corner into the room. Nathan's not far behind. He approaches her with a knife. In flashback, he carries a white bag to Elliot's garbage. The bag is slightly transparent, showing hair. Nathan enters the space where Camila's sitting. In flashback, Katie runs out of the house.
Stop calling me.
Nathan grabs her arm.
You can't just end things like that.
I'm tired of lying to people. We're doing is wrong. What if somebody found out?
What, are you ashamed?
You knew this won't last forever.
He pulls her back by the arm.
You're not going anywhere.
In the basement, he rips off Katie's necklace. He takes a barrette from Diana and sunglasses from Paige. He removes Camila's scrunchie and grabs her long hair. In her bedroom, Sloan sits in front of her phone, which is on a stand. If I go missing, journals are scattered on the bed. She reaches up and turns on the light above the phone. She looks into the camera. She's wearing black.
On March 14th, my cousin Camila Richards was murdered by Elliot Adams. Following his arrest, her body was found out near the river and in a football field and behind a church.
A carved box is in the basement.
The
But if it wasn't for the If I Go Missing journal, we wouldn't have had the evidence we needed to convict Elliot Adams of murder and bring justice to his victims.
Nathan puts the scrunchie inside the box.
These journals can make a difference. They helped put a real serial killer behind bars. I miss you, Camilla. Rest in peace.
She trembles as she sits on the bed. A tear falls down her cheek. Credits. Starring Emma L. Patterson, Hannah Van Denbigard, Robert Bazzacchi, Damon McLean, and Krista Bridges. Written by Andrea Shockross and Sasha Wolf. Directed by Stefan Brogren. To be a drama queen. And I'm speaking wrong in some old movie. As the time flies, as the train approaches, you've never been there. But you had to be mean, keep me keen. A real drama queen. While the world's a stage, we are players. Whether we're standing in the spotlight or hiding in the wings, I have to be mean, keep you keen, you're the drama queen. I rush in, I rush out, the dull scene of a drama queen. Copyright 2024, NE If I Go Missing Productions, Inc.